begin this exercise by closing your eyes or resting your gaze upon a spot on the floor or the wall in front of you. And when you're ready, just gently allow your attention to rest on your breath. Notice each in-breath and each out-breath. Like waves at the seashore, your breath is always there, moving in and out. Follow its rhythm in your body. If you find your mind drifting, or you find yourself worrying about the future, or thinking about the past, that's normal. That's what minds do. And when you notice that's happened, you can just gently usher your attention back to the movement of your breath and your body. Don't try to control your breath in any way. Just allow yourself to observe it as it moves all on its own. Just wherever you notice your breath most easily, it might be in your nostrils, might be in the rise and fall of your belly, or your movement of your chest. Just follow the sensations of each in-breath and each out-breath. Now I'd like you to get in mind some personal struggle you have that you feel bad about. This might be some way in which you feel like you fail or are less than you'd like to be. Perhaps it's something you feel shame about or criticize yourself for. Just give yourself a few moments to identify the struggle that you want to work with today. Once you identify the struggle, I'd like you to give it an image. This could be some image of yourself in the struggle, in that situation, or it could be someone else that personifies that struggle, or it could be an object of some sort. Whatever image you come up with is totally fine. Imagine that image of that struggle out in front of you. Notice how big the image is. Is it large or small? Notice its shape. Are its edges distinct? Are they rough? Unclear? What kind of colors are in this image? Does this image seem powerful or weak? Is the struggle heavy as you look at it, or light? See if you can imagine this image of your struggle, standing or floating before you. And as you imagine this, see if you can just let it rest there without any effort at all to make it go away or to come closer to you. Just simply let this image be there before you. Your job is to do nothing with respect to this image except view it, simply to observe it. And yet it's likely that you'll have some reactions to the image. For example, your mind may get busy. Your mind may be talking to you. Take a few moments to notice any thoughts that come up as you view the image. Take a few moments to notice any emotions that you have towards the image. Do you like it or dislike it? Do you have any urges? Would you like it to go away? Or do you want to hold on to it? Notice any feelings you have in your body as you observe this image as it floats out in front of you. Now gently release your attention from the image and bring it back to your breath. Focus your attention on each in-breath and each out-breath. So notice the breath wherever it's easiest to notice it. That could be in your nostrils, or it might be in your chest, or the gentle rise and fall of your belly. Just allow your breath to come and go. While you gently observe it. There's nothing here to change. Nothing that needs to be fixed. Just you and the gentle rise and fall of your breath. Follow its rhythm in your body. If you find yourself lost in thought, thinking about the future that's not here now, remembering the past, perhaps just daydreaming, when you notice that's happened, no need to judge yourself. You can just gently, gently return your attention back. The movement of your breath in your chest, your belly, your nostrils. and just noticing where your attention is at this moment. And if your attention's wandered, just gently herding it back to your breath, like you might just redirect a little puppy that's wandered off course. The time of this exercise is coming to a close, so you might just reorient yourself to the room around you, perhaps hearing the sounds inside the room, outside the room, feeling the sense of your body in the chair or wherever you're sitting or lying. And when you're ready to return to your normal activity, doing that. And you might consider taking a few moments to write about any emotions or thoughts you notice during the exercise or that you have in response to the exercise. And then bring those notes to your next meeting.